This presentation deals with the present national and international challenges in public health, and I define the present as the period from 1990 to 2010, 20 years. In public health, we have gone from the infectious and the cardiovascular diseases to the mental illnesses, and to a large and complex group of new disorders that I call the together diseases or the existential diseases. Here I try to describe the development in a graph with a set of waves. The first wave is the infectious diseases, the second wave is the diseases of civilization, and the third set of waves is the present problems with the aging diseases and the together diseases. The present challenges are much more complicated than the past. In the past, we understood the problems and knew what we had to do. The challenge was simply hard work. The present problems are more difficult to understand, and it is hard to know what to do and how to do it. In the past we had to work hard, now we have to think hard. Let me now explain the term together diseases. I use this term because these diseases seem to be due to difficult human relations in the families, in the marriages, in the workplaces, and in the society. The problems often start in youth, and 5 to 10% of the young are overwhelmed by their problems and simply give up, turning to smoking, drinking, drugs, crimes, and violence. There are problems in the families, and the divorce rate is close to 50%, resulting in unstable homes. Work has become tough and uncertain, and I have described it in this figure, which I have called the frightening future of working life. The result of all this are diseases and problems we cannot understand by the usual biomedical thinking, and I will describe these problems. First, there are the problems in children and youngsters, including anxiety and depression. Then we have the increasing psychiatric problems, which we used to call minor psychiatric problems, including depression, anxiety, neurosis, personality disorders, addiction, and crime. And then we have the large group of skeletomuscular pain, fibromyalgia, neck and back pain, and then the mysterious disease of fatigue and myeloencephalopathia, and finally the burnout problems. These problems often become overwhelming for the individuals, resulting in sick leave and disability. Often there is a culture collision between a middle-aged woman with pain and her doctor, whose tests are all negative. We desperately need to understand these problems and to find means of prevention and treatment. And then the wave of the elderly is building up. We used to be proud of increasing life expectancy, but pride has turned into concern. We realize that this is only the beginning, and we need research to become more effective in the prevention, rehabilitation, treatment, and care of the diseases of the elderly. This is a constant challenge to the hospitals and to the communities. A challenge for all the industrial nations is increasing social differences and their grave health consequences. There is a social gradient from top to bottom, and we begin to understand the mechanisms of this gradient. I think of them in terms of good and evil circles, and these circles include money, education, work, lifestyle, and so psychosocial factors. The driving forces are market economy and the philosophy of every man for himself. And the result of this is that some people end up in evil circles, starting with poor economy, poor education, poor lifestyle, unemployment, poor health. And other people end up in good circles, with good education, good lifestyle, good work, good health. Immigrants are both a resource and a problem. They constitute now 9% of Norway's population. To turn them into a resource, they must learn the language, get education, get jobs, and feel integrated. This is a challenge for both sides, calling for research, education, and politics. To sum up then, the present industrial societies have tremendous resources, but there seems to be a law. Challenges always exceed resources. Previously, it was enough to work hard, but now we also have to think hard, and it is important to think in terms of solidarity, social responsibility, and ethics, not only in terms of economy and money.